In Kentucky, a group of coal miners is blocking a coal train. They've camped out on the tracks. Images show them standing on the tracks, even playing cornhole on the tracks in front of a coal train. And the miners say they will not leave until their bankrupt employer, Black Jewel, pays them. Here's WMMT's Sydney Bowles.
Harlan County, Kentucky, though small and rural, has a long history of labor activism.
Yeah!
In this latest protest, drivers honk to support coal miners who, since Monday, have staged a sit-in of sorts. As many as 20 miners have blocked a railroad in Cumberland, Kentucky. They've been sitting in chairs or parking trucks across the tracks. They've kept a train full of coal from leaving a plant. The miners' now bankrupt employer, Black Jewel Coal, hasn't paid them for almost a month. Black Jewel is the nation's sixth largest coal company, and its bankruptcy has rippled through local communities and more than 1,000 Appalachian miners and their families. Miners, like Shane Smith, say they won't get off the tracks until they're paid.
If they can load a train out, they can give us our money.
Smith drove 150 miles round trip to work at a local mine. The father of six says he scraped together enough change to travel to the protest. Miner Bobby Sexton says his bank account is short thousands from the loss of work.
My family's hungry, man. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to feed them. I don't know if I'll go home if they don't pay us. I'll sit here till whenever.
Despite efforts by the Trump administration to support coal production, some coal producers continue to struggle. Mining company Blackhawk also declared bankruptcy this month, and more coal-fired power plants are shutting their doors or converting to natural gas. Black Jewel did not respond to specific questions about the protest, but the person who was CEO until a month ago, Jeff Hoops, says he's frustrated.
I'm really, really sorry that it's reached this point.
An employee update from Black Jewel this week said it's working with the bankruptcy court to allow employees to tap retirement savings in their 401ks to access money immediately. As for the current blockade of the coal train, it's unclear who owns the coal and whether letting it through would help these miners eventually get the money they're owed. For now, they have no plans to leave the tracks. For NPR News, I'm Sydney Bowles in Cumberland, Kentucky.